Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 7th. Vice and narcotics agents arrested two people as part of the latest drugs and prostitution sting at Quality Inn in Whiteville. Tanya Ann Russell, age 52, of Little River, was charged with soliciting prostitution in possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver methamphetamines. Matthew Seth Yarbrough, age 41, of Conway, was held under $75,000 secured bond on charges of trafficking in opiates and maintaining a vehicle for drug activities. Detectives arrested two females and a male in an operation at the motel earlier this month. Warrants have been issued for a Chaffin area man accused of abusing an 11-month-old baby. Wayne Kienzel is on the run from law enforcement, but the child's mother, Hallie Cantor, age 31, has been charged with a single count of felony negligent child abuse resulting in serious injury. We have much more on this story on our website. The Tabor City man who was found dead in a pond near his home in February was shot once in the back of the head, according to the autopsy report. Irvin Johnson, age 25, was reported missing on February 15th. A relative found his body a short distance from the family home several days later. The death has been ruled a homicide. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case. More than 3 inches of rain fell across parts of Columbus County on Wednesday, and as much as 5 and 6 inches in other areas. That brought flash flooding to a number of spots. Businesses near the Washington Street and Powell Boulevard intersection in Whiteville were inundated. Several downtown streets were flooded and blocked. Residents of the downriver area along the Waccamaw, such as Crusoe, Old Dock, Nakana, and Powerway, are bracing for more floodwaters in that area as runoff continues. There was some flooding that was reported in residential areas in Tabor City. Chaffin came through fairly well. The waters receded fast enough that the sheriff's office was not required to pull out its high water vehicles. However, Whiteville Fire and Whiteville Emergency Services did assist some stranded motorists. In addition to the torrential rains, the storm brought some impressive lightning strikes throughout the area. Late Waccamaw firefighters responded to a lightning strike at a home on Pecan Lane during the height of the thunderstorm. No major damage was reported to the property. County commissioners on Monday set two public hearings for new planned unit developments. One of those on Dothan Road will have around 190 homes. They're planned for a project that's already under construction. Near Tabor City, 1,120 new homes are proposed for a tract on Peacock Road. The hearings will be held at the regular commissioners' meeting on August 28th. Commissioners also recognized the local Dixie Youth Baseball and Softball teams that dominated state and national championships last week. Columbus County Health Department is hosting a back-to-school celebration today from 1 until 4 p.m. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Transformation Church is also collecting school supplies and clothing gift cards for children. They collect them every Wednesday and Sunday at the church, which is located at 9938 James B. White Highway South. The Museum of Natural Sciences tomorrow will host a program on dragonflies with Chris Goforth from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, after that program, you can hang around and learn about moths. Both events are free, and don't forget the mud event is coming up on August 16th. The museum can be found at 415 South Madison Street in Whiteville. Call 910-788-5100 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.